AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Ukraine's counterintelligence service has arrested a man for allegedly helping direct a Russian missile strike. It hit a popular restaurant in Kramatorsk in eastern Donetsk region, killing at least 11 people, including three teenagers. Meantime, the Biden administration says the weekend revolt by the Russian Wagner mercenary group clearly weakened Vladimir Putin. Sagar Magani has more.
President Biden says the question is, to what extent?
It's hard to tell, but he's clearly losing the war.
And has become a global pariah. But what comes next?
This is a moving picture, and I don't think we've seen the last act.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken tells the Council on Foreign Relations the uprising underlined Putin's complete failure in Ukraine. But he notes the biggest roadblock to negotiating a peaceful end to the war remains Putin's mindset that he can outlast both Kyiv and all of us.
The more we were able to disabuse him of that notion, the more likely it is that at some point he'll come to the table.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Smoky air is again descending into the U.S. from Canada's wildfires. Recent heavy rains in Quebec missed areas where the fires are most active. Detroit had the worst air quality in the U.S. Todd Kluber is with the National Weather Service in Chicago.
Around here, it's been very noticeable of, you know, the smell, and you can almost taste it sometimes in the air. So it's definitely thick.
President Biden is embracing the term Bidenomics, saying his administration has overseen major legislation that's boosted all Americans.
And I'm not here to declare victory on the economy. I'm here to say we have a plan that's turning things around incredibly quickly.
The Federal Reserve says the nation's 23 largest banks have passed its stress tests this year. However, there was some relative weakness among mid-size and super-regional banks, getting passing grades with a smaller cushion than usual. This is AP News. Seth Sutel now with the AP Markets Report.
Stocks drifted to a mixed close on Wall Street Wednesday. The S&P 500 ended just barely lower, less than 0.1%. The index is still holding on to a gain for the week. The Dow fell 74 points. That's about 0.2%. The Nasdaq Composite rose 0.3%. General Mills fell 5.2%. The maker of Cheerios, Häagen-Dazs, and other foods reported weaker revenue than expected. AeroVironment rose 4.9%. The maker of unmanned aircraft, missile systems, and other equipment used by the U.S. military and in Ukraine reported strong results for its latest quarter. Cruise operators rose. Carnival added 8.8%. Norwegian Cruise Line rose 7.6%. The companies have been rising this year as they see pent-up demand for people to go on vacation. The yield on the 10-year Treasury note fell to 3.71%. Seth Sutel, New York.
Thanks, Seth, and thank you for listening. I'm Ben Thomas, AP.